אתם עם SBS בעברית. שלום אוסטרליה. Speaking in Athens to his Greek counterpart, Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Thursday warned, "Make no mistake, Iran will not be satisfied by a single nuclear bomb. So far, Iran has gained material enriched to 20% and 60% for 5 nuclear bombs." He vowed that Israel will not allow Iran to continue its efforts to establish a military foothold in Syria, where the Israeli Air Force has carried out a number of strikes in recent months, including an attack on Monday on the airport in Aleppo. Over 100 projectiles, including rockets, mortars, and shoulder-launched missiles fired at Israeli aircraft, were launched from Gaza during fighting from Tuesday morning to Wednesday morning. The Iron Dome intercepted 24 of the projectiles. Another 48 landed in open areas in southern Israel, 14 fell short in Gaza, 11 landed in the sea, and another 7 had unknown impact sites. On Tuesday afternoon, at least 5 rockets hit populated areas in southern Israel, including one that hit a construction site in Sderot and wounded 3 foreign nationals. An Air Force investigation into the activity of the Iron Dome air defense system during the violence revealed a technical error during one of the rocket barrages that resulted in projectiles not being intercepted before they landed in populated areas. Israel and Gaza agreed to a ceasefire early on Wednesday morning, around 24 hours after the Israel prison services announced the death of Palestinian Islamic Jihad's Khader Adnan after an 86-day hunger strike, the purported cause of the attack from Gaza. Adnan had been arrested on terror charges and was in detention while awaiting trial. Francesca Albanese, a special rapporteur for rights of the Palestinian territories, who has been accused of anti-Semitism, and Shlaleng Mofokken, a UN expert on physical and mental health, called for an investigation into Adnan's death. The Likud party on Wednesday criticized National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir for his party's decision to boycott Knesset votes, telling him if he did not like the way Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu runs the government, he could leave. In response, Ben-Gvir said Otzma Yehudit would continue to refrain from voting with the coalition until Netanyahu adopted more hardline policies. He was angry over his exclusion from security deliberations regarding Tuesday's fighting between Israel and Gaza. Ben-Gvir and other members of his party spent Wednesday in Sderot, and on Friday, Ben-Gvir reiterated that he will abstain from voting in the Knesset until the government changes its direction. 42% of Israelis think that the previous government, under Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid, did a better job handling conflict with Gaza than the current coalition led by Prime Minister Netanyahu. According to a poll published on Wednesday, 24% preferred the current government's policy and 34% said they didn't know. 1/5 of Likud voters said they thought the Bennett-Lapid government dealt better with Gaza. Hasnat Katnani and Moaz Al-Masri, accused of killing Lucy Dee and her daughters Maya and Rina in a shooting attack in the Jordan Valley last month, were shot dead by Israeli troops on Thursday morning in Nablus, along with a third Palestinian gunman. In a joint statement, the Shin Bet Security Agency, Israel Police and IDF said troops entered the Nablus Old City in order to arrest Hassan and Al-Masri for the deadly attack on April the 7th. Armed clashes took place around the house in which they were hiding, and the two terrorists were killed along with another gunman, Ibrahim Jaber, who had aided them in hiding. The bereaved husband and father of the victims, Rabbi Leo D., said, "The kids and I were comforted to hear that the Israeli security forces have eliminated the Iranian-funded terrorists responsible for Lucy, Maya, and Rina's murders. This has been done in a way that has not endangered the lives of Israeli soldiers nor innocent Palestinian civilians, in a way that only the Israeli army knows how to do." Rabbi D and his 3 surviving children met with 3 of the people who received transplants from their mother and wife, Lucy D, this week. The family met with Lital Valenci, 51, who received her heart, Daniel Gerish, 25, who received the liver, and Mordechai Elkabetz, 51, who got one of the kidneys. The hospital said Ahmed Suleiman, who received her other kidney, was unable to attend, but sent a beautiful plaque with verses from the Bible with a special tribute to Lucy D. Her corneas were also harvested and will go to recipients at a later date. Protesters carried out acts of civil disobedience, including blocking major highways around the country on Thursday morning as part of the latest Disruption Day against the government's judicial overhaul program and in support of equality over a range of social issues. Protesters in Handmaid's Tale costumes marched for women's rights, and a civil gay marriage was staged outside the Tel Aviv rabbinate. Activists also demonstrated outside the homes of prominent cabinet ministers and at offices of state religious institutions. In the West Bank settlement of Kiryat Arba, mannequins representing dead bodies were strewn outside the home of National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, with protesters accusing him of failing to tackle the wave of murders in the Arab community. Yiftach Golov, one of the leaders of the Brothers in Arms group, IDF reservists opposed to the judicial overhaul, said, "Ben-Gvir, you represent all that is wrong with the current government. Zero governance, zero responsibility, zero capability. We, the People's Army, will not stop until we ensure we are ensured a Jewish democratic state based on equality, equal sharing in service to the country, in paying taxes and security. It's not about left and right, it's about right and wrong." At least two protesters were arrested during protests in Haifa and two in Tel Aviv. Last night, for the 18th Saturday night in a row, hundreds of thousands of Israelis turned out into the streets to continue the demonstrations. The Jerusalem Magistrates Court on Tuesday found Orian bin Khalifa, a former border police officer, guilty of assaulting an East Jerusalem woman when she was still in the service by pulling the victim's hijab from her hair, choking her and shaking her without cause. She was acquitted on a further charge of obstructing justice, blamed on the poor manner in which the Police Internal Investigations Department carried out the investigation. National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, who's in charge of police, condemned the judge's ruling, saying the verdict was not final and that he would continue to contact police to see what could be done on behalf of Ben Khalifa. In continuing violence, mainly in the Arab community, 14 homicides were committed in Israel this past week. MKs on Wednesday began the process to expand the criteria for using sperm from deceased Israelis in artificial insemination, after parents of slain troops have pushed for the existing law to be changed so that they can still have grandchildren through sperm extracted from their late sons. Currently, posthumous IVF rights are reserved only for the widows of fallen soldiers. The proposed change would expand these rights to non-married partners and parents, the former of whom could use the sperm even if the deceased did not give explicit instructions to do so before their deaths. At least two American couples have been caught by Israeli customs for attempting to smuggle a total of more than 295 kilograms of fruit roll-ups into Israel, as the country experiences a dire shortage of the snack due to a TikTok craze. A video posted on Tuesday shows a customs official at Ben-Gurion Airport sifting through at least three open suitcases, each filled to capacity with hundreds of the sugary treats. When the customs officials asked the man if he packed clothes for himself, he responded that he has clothes in Israel. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.